What an honor to be with everyone. Dedicated to warm-heartedness. This statement, and then we'll go back to violets because they're related, our slide of violets. This statement from unchanging awareness appears unimpeded compassion. This unstoppable compassion equalizes everything. One is well served to question what is the natural state of oneself, one's being. What is the natural state right now? We are each experiencing a set of qualities, and because we are supported by conducive and favorable conditions, a home, no bombs going off over our head and so forth, then, it elicits and supports gentle, peaceful, and anything else you are experiencing. What I hope is a result from our morning practice over the last several years or few years is an ongoing noticing of, yes, the usually not noticed, but that I hope includes the good fortune, the ease, the state of our mind or emotions, or the sense of self in any given moment. And that often that is quite at peace. In fact, more often at peace, more often content than it is in an opposite condition. We might still go, chase something out of the refrigerator or something on the computer. We might still chase, but it's not because we are actually in discontent most of the time. That is worth really examining and really directly experiencing because it's the awareness we've been cultivating, awareness it already is. So we've been cultivating being more frequently, undistracted, undistracted from our natural state, which is actually quite lovely, beatific. And it is said within the Buddha Dhamma, it is said, this rarity of a human birth and this preciousness of a human birth. And they're often said in the same sentence. And each of them means a different thing, which, rarity means, out of eight, there might be 8 billion plus people, but there are trillions and trillions of insects. There are, countless, almost trillions fish, et cetera. So in that way of rarity, numerically so. And preciousness is what has already been mentioned, conducive, supportive circumstances. It's really hard when bombs are going off over your head or someone is abusing you from childhood onward, that to feel content, to feel the natural state of peace and ease. So we have great fortune. We have the preciousness of a fortunate birth, which is why we pray it forward, which is why, out of gratitude and noticing how amazing our circumstances are, how privileged our circumstances are, we pray them forward for all beings, because all beings want happiness and no being wants suffering. So the unchanging is a word to focus on this morning as we then go to the natural state. Unchanging. I don't know what that is factually, because it's not my experience. But we can all, and that's not a projection or assumption onto you. I'm only saying for myself. So what I know personally, and maybe you resonate with this, is that it's worth my effort to settle my mind and emotions when the sense of self has gotten hold of them and is doing some inner or outer drama that is completely fabricated, completely made up, completely a creative imagination process. How do I know that? I know that because there is not a bomb going off over my head, and because no one is abusing me in this moment. So I know it's fabricated. It has no other source. So that's, again, we can all examine that in our own ways, things we get all tied up and entangled in, and all drama about. Because it speaks of changing rather than unchanging. Unchanging indicates the natural state is always in a state of abiding. It's like the space in our room, which is unchanging. The air changes, but the space doesn't. It's like this space outside our door. It's unchanging. And that's why that term space and unchanging is given to us as a hint, so that we look at distraction with a freshness, and we investigate and observe and notice the usually not noticed of our own distractions, of how we distract ourselves. Because outer circumstances don't have to be at all a distraction. They can be done completely from beingness, completely from compassion and awareness. 90% of our distractions are inside. And that's worth examining to see if that's so for you. So we smile and take a long, slow, deep breath as we once again look at these flowers, their natural beauty, their natural growth. And because they grow and bring beauty into the world unimpededly, we receive that beauty. Pollinators, first pollinators, this is an early plant. So early pollinators receive nectar. So Their natural state, their natural growth, brings forward all that it does for human beings and other beings. They're a nitrogen fixer as well. And then that's its unimpeded compassion. Because it's being natural to its own essence of being. Its unimpeded compassion is all the ways that all beings receive and enjoy the violet and the grass, for that matter. It's that simple. So we smile and take a long, sweet, deep breath and just feel the naturalness of ourself present to this moment. No, you're not looking for anything. What is there to look for? Those whose mind just did that. We just settle into the. We're here, we're now. How wonderful, how marvelous. And probably the majority of that experience was simple, gentle, no bling, or very little. Probably. Again, that's worth noticing. It helps us get a handle on distraction. Because bling is the taste in our mouth of something. Bling is the sound from the phone or the computer. Bling is a lot of ways. And gentle. It's why for a lot of people they fall asleep when they're learning to meditate. Because there's very little bling. Of course, we all have had, high experiences, deep experiences, and often our meditations and our walking through the day is bright and vivid and lucid and joyous and beatific, etc. Of course. That's, again, examine that experience. That when it arises for you, when it happens, is it a bling? It's only a bling if we chase it. So again, we're sitting. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. Simply being. And in our modern society, where every a digital time has usurped the peace of mind, it's all right to just sit quiet. Not really thinking. Love you all. Create your day.